In the future, Mickey Mutineers will be sent to distant worlds through beams of light.
Yes, Mickey Billionaire. Welcome, Swabs, Scallywag, and Sons of Beach to Wibbly Wobbly. Wildly inaccurate, yet did not on.
No.
why are we laughing?
Why does it sound like you're on the Jungle Cruise?
It's because I'm in jungle. I am literally in jungle. I am here in foreign country. I am here in foreign country with rhino and hippo and elephant and tiger and headhunter. It is not good experience.
Like a staffing person?
I did have staph infection. It was not fun.
This is the worst intro ever.
Anyways, where was I? Scalawag, Sons of Beach, Wibbly Wobbly. While inaccurate, yet does not. It's on inappropriate on so many levels. I think I am lost. Yeah, Mickey Mutineers, yay! No one saw me throw confetti in the air with yay.
Dimitri, this is radio.
You know, sprinkle some salt.
Anyways, tonight. Hold on, Jordan. Hold on.
Wait, hold on here, Dimitri.
Tonight, we apologize profusely for Jordan missing out on Popeye Chicken. We have results from last week's Tomatoes game. Toy Story Land has opening day, and Roller Coaster begun testing. Our food guy has food stuff, and for main topics, we put Marvel in Animal Kingdoms. Where are you? Haiti.
I'm Haiti too.
You weren't supposed to read that part, Dimitri.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That was a private conversation between me and Josh. Why do you have that? Oh, speechless, huh? Good. Hey, I hope I've exposed you in your ways.
I borrow phone. He's good.
Does Josh know about this?
I hope.
I don't think he does. I think you can get away with something.
You don't know anybody.
What do we even
know anyone?
Where is Josh?
He is being...
Wait just a damn minute.
Oh my gosh!
Something weird going on.
He is also.
He's got his foot stuck in the bed. He can't record tonight.
Have you ever seen Josh and Dimitri in the same room at the same time?
I actually have one.
Right
so
now. Like I'm, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Go home, Dimitri. Shit. You're drunk.
Yes.
You can't come home. They wouldn't let him on an airplane like this.
They wouldn't let him on an airplane.
He'd have to where she is.
I feel like if Dimitri saw a flying cylinder tube through the sky like an airplane or something, he would just freak the hell out.
No, it's not true. I see once.
See what?
What'd you think about it?
A bow and arrow going towards animal.
Did you fly an airplane into an animal?
Maybe.
Hold on. Who the hell is letting Dimitri fly airplanes?
Josh?
I am.
Josh lets him fly helicopters.
He's flying helicopters into elephants. Don't worry.
That sounds like a weird like rap lyric. Flying helicopters into elephants.
Dimitri got so much money, I fly helicopters into elephants.
That's right.
Except it's elephants.
Elephants.
What? Oh, that's Spanish for the fans. Don't ask me what a fant is. Ask him. I didn't get us into this mess. He did.
A fant is a form of Fanta. Hello.
Sounds fantastic.
That's true. Whoa.
It's true. It's singular for Fanta.
It is.
Just one fant. One fant, please.
One fant. You have Fantas and a fant.
Well, I know what I'd do it next time I go to Club Cool.
I would like one fant, please.
I will be drinking all Beverly and vomiting all over people.
Oh, so normal day for you. Awesome.
It is true because I have a small bottle of vodka. It is this small.
I didn't.
What if you met...
That's an impressive wingspan. What? Who's Beverly?
So what if you mixed vodka with Beverly? Wouldn't that be Beverly awesome?
D'Angelo.
Well, then her clothes fall off. They take picture and ended up on Billboard.
Wow, that's really inappropriate. Her clothes fell off and they take a picture.
Wait.
Hey, as long as you give her
a picture,
that is so rude.
As long as you give her a fant first, that's fine.
Oh, well, that's true.
That fixes everything.
Hey girl.
Let me get you a fan. Is that a fan in your pants? Or are you just happy to see?
Is that a fan in your pant?
Is that a fan? Oh my god, this is the dumbest joke, you guys. What are we doing?
Jordan's gonna tell a story before we talk some Disney.
Boom.
Oh wait, no. Wait, it's kind of Disney related, right?
Wait, what happened to Josh?
Oh, he's dead.
He is lost in country.
Lost.
What? Which country?
Yeah. Yes. He is on island of Hispaniola and maybe Dominican Republic.
That's cool.
I'm not knowing.
I don't like how uncertain you are of this, Dimitri. Does anyone else have a feeling that perhaps Dimitri got really drunk and ate Josh alive?
Like, whole?
I am all of them, actually. I am not the type of sailor.
Cough up his beard with like little bits of bone and like an owl pellet.
Just because he flies helicopters doesn't mean he takes on bird-like qualities.
Shayna's like, nope.
It was like hard out. Well, it's good to know that was Shayna's limit. After all the shows we've done, that was the owl pellets is the one that got her to leave.
Somebody had to do it.
What, leave?
Make like a tree. Get out of here.
Leave. Sound like a moron when you say that.
It's make like a tree and leave.
Anyway, let's talk some Disney. Hold on. He hasn't said it yet. He has to count.
I'm sorry. Let's do this.
Not you.
I don't even know who any of us is.
Quadruple fist pump.
Who I'm is.
Boop, boop, boop.
I'm Jake.
I am being...
What?
Hello, when Dimitri comically
completely malfunctioned.
Oh no, I think he did.
Dimitri, are you still there?
I believe so.
Okay. Hey, Shane is back. So anyway, yeah. Those owl pellets, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Jake, still.
I am still Owl Pellets
Jake. Over here.
Miss Owl Pellets.
I actually was Miss Owl Pellets
1997.
Oh, Miss Owl Pellets, if you're nasty.
That was a good year.
It was.
What was that?
What exploded?
Haiti.
That's what she said. Bye, Josh.
Josh is dead.
Josh is not being here. He is swimming in sewage and street.
Pennywise got him.
Yeah, Fletcher, no!
Wait, did you say
band?
Did you say Pennywise or Pantywise?
Both.
Pantywise is what I said.
Yeah, the dancing clown Pantywise.
This should be the name of a strip club, Pantywise.
We all float down here.
Well, for now we have our episode title. But that might change. I'm just writing things down.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All right.
He's practicing writing his name.
He needs full concentration.
I finished writing it. How do you spell panty?
J-A-K-E.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Jack.
Jackie, dumbass.
Funny story. Do you know how many people cannot spell my name to save their life?
How many like you?
I can spell my name just fine. M Y space. No, don't. Yark. Good yarb.
What's your name, Jake? All right, is that three or four R's? And
Jake with an R. What if your name was like Jarf? Wouldn't that be
I'm trying to think of like who's a famous Jake.
Did you ever see
Jake from State Farm?
The meme of the I think it's the guy with the coffee cup from Starbucks, and he took a picture of it and he said, "I told him my name was Mark with a C," and then so they spelled it C-A-R-K.
No, no, I've seen the one and it said it's Steven with a P-H and it's like
Steven.
Ian,
Steven.
Now this comes with a picture of a dog with an overbite.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Jordan, you're going to tell your story because you have an amazing story.
Oh my God. I have had the most ridiculous conversation today with Best Buy's Twitter customer support.
Ew.
And it is okay. So, context.
Context.
I went to my local Best Buy to go and pre-order a copy of Star Wars because they have the exclusive on the 4K Steelbook. So I can only get it at Best Buy. And I'm fine with paying
4K.
Yeah, well, the 4K Blu-ray combo, like the Steelbook combo.
In my country, we have 4.5K.
Okay.
Total.
Oh, 4.5K.
I guess I don't need to know what that is to understand.
Right. Well, it comes in this. The case is made out of metal, so like I can only get this specific version at Best Buy.
Case. So it's not,
right.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay. So
Josh, you're breathing. Dimitri, you're breathing in your microphone. Damn it.
I understood. I was just clarifying for the listener.
Okay. Fair. Thank you, Annie. For Shane. Has anybody here like gone into a store and pre-ordered anything? Like, if you go to GameStop,
I have. What was special bottle of vodka that I pre-order for a party?
Just calls ahead, like
it was party of me.
Dimitri, give your microphone back to Josh.
One bottle of vodka and one pant.
Okay, all right. So we're all aware of the process of walking into a store and putting a down payment deposit on something for a pre-order, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a hard concept. $20 movie, put $5 down. When you come to pick it up, you pay the rest of the $15.
No. It's harder to understand the case than the concept of that.
Exactly.
That's how easy it is to understand.
So I went to Best Buy and I was like, hey, I'd like to throw money down on Star Wars since it's coming out and I'd like this exclusive case. And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. Let's see what we can do. Could not in anywhere in their system find the SKU number to ring me up for a pre-order. And like two different employees who were both very nice, so I wasn't mad at them, did all they could, and they were like, yeah, it looks like you're just gonna have to go and pre-order it online. And I was like, well, that kind of sucks because I'm at the store now. And they're like, well, if you'd rather pre-order it online, you have the option to pick it up in the store. So if I go pay for it on the website on release day, I can just say I'm going to pick it up at the store and they'll have my copy at my local Best Buy, which is fine, but I'm already at the store. Like, just let me just take my money now. And then when it comes out, I'll just come back and I'll get it. And so anyway, I knew it was a losing battle. So I came back home. I didn't put money down, but it wasn't coming out till the end of March. So I'm like, I clearly have time. Well, today, I realized that Thor Ragnarok was coming out in a couple weeks, and they're doing the same thing where they have the exclusive 4K steelbook case. And I go, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I can only pre-order it online, so I'm going to go do that. And then, of course, with the ship to store being my option. So I go and I look it up, and specifically the 4K combo I can pre-order, but it is unavailable for me to pick up at my store. I now have to pay an extra $4 shipping to have it come to my house. Like, I just wanted to give somebody money in the store and let me go and pick it up in the store. Like this is how commerce work. Like, I go to
Why
a store.
Are you so irrational?
Shut up, Jaina. Hold on. Like, I go to a store. I pick something out that I want. I give you money for it. You give me a receipt. Transaction done.
You have entered a contract.
Like, now, if I want to pre-order something, I have to go to the internet, and then if I want to pick it up at the store, choose that option or pay extra to have it shipped.
We haven't even gotten to the, like, Twitter part yet, have we?
No. So, like, this is all, context, right? So
I was thinking that was the end of it for a sec there.
So
there's
for
more.
Some reason, I kind of get miffed at this because whatever happened to just going and getting something? Can I just go and buy something? So I kind of did a string of tweets. I get it. I love Amazon,
goes and
too.
Picks it up for you.
Right. Does it?
You sit in your house and get up once an hour and get your heart rate up for a couple of minutes. Then you sit the fuck back down.
That's exactly what I do. So I put like a string of tweets out there going, like, why is this a thing that's happening? Like, why can't I just go buy something? And somebody...
It's not out yet.
Somebody, right, I understand that. But
pre-order,
like,
Shayna, pre-order.
I couldn't
I know,
even
it was
pre-order
funny,
it in the
mind.
Store. So, was it?
Damn.
Wait, what happened to Josh? Did I just bore Josh
He
to
got
death?
Stuck in the bed, yes. I told him.
So, I wasn't even here.
So, all right.
He just texted me to say, sorry.
It's like, all right, I'm out.
Boom, like, next week.
Well, if Shayna's threshold was owl pellets, Josh's is me talking about pre-ordering stuff at Best Buy.
Do we have viewers?
Two.
All right. Okay. So I put out like a string of tweets on Twitter about just like, why is this a thing? And somebody from the Best Buy, I didn't even tag Best Buy in it. So I guess they have like, I don't know, alerts. Yeah, people searching or alerts. And I got this message from a very nice girl who worked the customer service Twitter page for Best Buy. And her name was Jessica. So she said, hey, I'm very sorry that this was a situation that you ran into. Send me a DM and we'll work it out. I was like, okay, cool. And she was very nice. And I have the string of DMs here, which I'll read some of them, but I'm going to paraphrase others. So starts out with Jessica, and she wants my name, my info, and the story. So I tell her exactly.
Number, credit card number.
Yeah, a picture of me in a zebra suit. It's like all the whole nine. And so I tell her the story. I just told you. Story
he told me earlier.
And she's like, thank you for providing this information. I'll take a deeper look. And she's like, I'm having trouble locating your order. That I tell her, I'm like, no, I didn't order anything yet. That's my problem. If I can't get it shipped to my store, like, I'm not going to order it. But she's like dead set on helping me, which is awesome. So Jessica, if you're listening, if you're one of the two definitely people watching listen. Right now, definitely, or if you're one of the seven people that download our podcast, Jessica. Yeah, you are amazing. So she said, okay, just to confirm, the movies you're interested in pre-ordering are Star Wars and Thor, correct? I'll look into it deeper as to why it's not allowing you to pre-order to ship to your store. So Jessica, yes, correct. Those two movies, yes. Yeah, bump, 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 bump. And she goes, I said specifically the 4K Steelbook versions of each. It said it will let me ship the Star Wars one to the store, but for some reason it won't let me ship Thor to the store. And
you should have like actors do a dramatic reenactment of this for your
blog. I should. I should.
I want to be Jessica.
Like a hacker, okay. Like CSI scene.
And so I told her, I was like, listen, if I could pre-order in the store, that'd be great. However, if I have to pre-order online, you know, my arm is twisted, I'll do that. And then she was very nice, and she said, all right, tell you what.
She said, untwist your arm.
Yeah. She said, I'll continue looking into this, but if you would like to place the order, send me the order confirmation number, and I'll just refund you the shipping charge. And I told her, I was like, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. You know, if I can get it shipped to the store, I'll do that, or pick it up at the store, I'll do that. So she's like, okay, yeah, I'll look into it some more. And that was at 4:30 in the afternoon. An hour goes by, nothing. So then I get a message from Best Buy, but it's not Jessica. It's this motherfucker named Ken. This motherfucker. No. And this is where I start to get angry. Like, this is what pisses me off more than not being able to pre-order it in the store. So this motherfucker sends me a link and says, Jordan, it does appear that you should be able to place a pre-order online at the Canton Best Buy. So I hit the link, and it's for not the version I want. And I was like, and I said, hey, I said, hi, Ken. That's the Blu-ray combo. I'm referring to the 4K combo, this one right here. So I take a screenshot and I put a big blue arrow next to unavailable in Canton. And so within minutes, this motherfucker Ken.
Ken, if responds you're
back to me.
I Ken, changed my mind. I want to be Ken.
Ken, if you're one of our listeners,
you're an asshole.
And you can tell he's typing in a furious haze because all of this stuff is misspelled. He goes, Jordan, it appears that the Blu-ray, and Blu-ray has the E on it, so it's the Blu-ray, not Blu-ray.
Here's the generic version.
It appears the Blu-ray Cambo is not available to pre-order at our Canton location. However, you should have the option to ship the order to you home. My apologies for the inconvenience. And then he doesn't even write out his whole name. He forgets the K, so it's just N.
Maybe his name was actually N. Don't judge him.
Right. So what pisses me off is that Jessica had this shit handled. And then here fucking comes Ken throwing his dick around like he knows what he's talking about. So hold on. My interaction with Ken. No. My interaction with Ken does not stop here. So I respond. I said, "Hey Ken, that's what the whole issue and inconvenience was all about. The fact that I can't walk into a store and pre-order the thing. I was already in the store ready to do so. I've had a very friendly conversation with Jessica. If you check the previous messages in this DM, you'll see, in parenthesis, and she has been nothing but friendly with me and offered me help. So she's kind of my homegirl at the moment. Thanks anyways, man." Without dropping a hat, within like a minute, I get another fucking message from Ken. Motherfucking Ken. I'm like, God damn it. Hold on. He goes, "I apologize. We do not have this item available for pre-order at our store. We hired like it is available for pre-order." "We highly appreciate your feedback as it helps us improve as a company. I will be happy to forward your kind words over to Jessica. Thank you, Ken." And then, not but 10 seconds later, like, so basically this guy helped me by not helping me. Like, this guy thinks he swooped like, in and like, just, like, saved the cool. day. Like no.
You're like, Ken, don't even look at Jessica.
Like, he just walked in and, like, stepped aside. Step aside, Jessica, let a man handle this. And then he just fucked it all up.
Let me put my dick on the table, Jessica.
Or you got transferred from like an actual person to like some outsourced person who doesn't really speak English. He's like, yeah, man. Thanks, man.
Okay.
This is Peggy.
So hold on, I'm almost finished. So Ken sends me this message. I'll forward your kind words to Jessica. And then the motherfucker has the audacity to send me this motherfucker has the audacity to send me a feedback survey on how Best Buy did. And it's one of these pictorial surveys where that's like a smiley face to a frown, like the Baymax frowny face to the smiley face. And I want to give a good review because Jessica really did help me, but I kind of want to give a bad review because this motherfucker Ken is such a dick. And I don't like that.
Well, then that's what the comment section is for.
So hold on. There was no comments. Like, this is a Twitter DM conversation that we're having.
Gotcha.
So I send one last DM and I say, "At our store or at your store? This is confusing." I said, "Listen, Ken, I know you're just doing your job, and I'm sure your job probably consists of saying, 'I'm sorry for the inconvenience,' a lot. But you sent me a link to the wrong item, which you probably didn't know, but I can forgive. But when I pointed out that it was the wrong item, you just shot me down with the, we can't do that, with no offer to help. And then you ended the conversation just like that and sent me a feedback survey? Dude, that's not cool. At least Jessica went out of her way to rectify a situation. If she was here, I'd give her the highest of high fives. Jessica, if you're reading this, thank you for all of your help and hard work. You went above and beyond, and it was noticed." So, and then nothing. No one sent me a message back after that. I don't even know if this message has been read. This motherfucker Ken is like Jessica had it handled. Like I was satisfied with the amount of customer service that Jessica was providing,
so
and then this motherfucker
Ken.
Did you
get the shipping off or not?
No,
I didn't. I
didn't
rocket.
So you got nothing.
They're never gonna give it to you.
So
they just take you up and then shot you down.
That's not customer service.
This motherfucker too guilty to get that
motherfucking.
That's how I get away with it.
A fucking Ken.
So what are you gonna do? Just order it anyway with shipping?
I don't know.
Is there a far away Best Buy that you can order to and then have a road trip?
Oh, order to my Best Buy.
But like, this is just like a symptom of like my original problem, which is, why can't I just go to a store?
You're having like an old man thing about this, I think.
Oh my god. Like, listen, I get that. I get that digital is a thing, right? Whatever. And I get that people buy, like, I like Amazon too. Like, I order stuff on Amazon all the time. Like, I get it. But the Best Buy is right here. And well, if then, it comes out, like, I should just be able to go, I want this, and then go get it. But
then order it by the Best Buy by the Vortex, and then we'll have a mac and cheese hamburger, and you won't be so sad.
You should call, whatchamacallit.
It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
You should call the, like,
the Better Business Bureau?
Service. Oh. No, the Better Business Bureau is not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
I was just following along. Thing. Following along with the old man's
part. It's not
part.
A government agency.
So I'm pretty sure I'm just going to screen cap all of my conversations and put them out there in the world. Just because, like the absurdity that this conversation reached towards the end of its life.
You literally got like nowhere.
No, like, that's like, I felt like I got somewhere. And then almost. Ken just came and dick slapped it all away.
I'm trying to think of like a good reason you wouldn't be able to pre-order it to a store.
But it's just that store. You could pre-order it to other stores.
Order it to your phone.
Right. So that's the funny thing.
Can you pre-order it to another store?
So that's the funny thing. Like, whenever I went to go pre-order the Thor, it said unavailable in Canton. It's available at these other stores. Like, I don't live by those other stores.
It's weird. I wonder why. I just take a road trip some stupid place and say but a like, stupid motel and be like, this was stupid, and make a vlog about it.
But it's like, but the absurdity of the fact that I went into a store to buy something. They said, no, you can't buy it at the store. You have to buy it on the website.
What the hell are stores for?
Right. But you can come pick it up at the store.
No, and I was like, okay.
So I went. So I went to the website, and the website's like, you can't have it shipped to the store. You have to have it shipped to your house. Like it just, like, every time it told me, no, I can't do a thing, and then I have to do a different thing. Like, the amount of steps for this are just comically absurd.
Your Best Buy is a counterfeit Best Buy. Like, it doesn't actually exist.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Is it in like a warehouse?
Is it?
Welcome to Best Buy.
It's in an abandoned movie theater.
You'll go back to pick it up, and it'll just be empty.
It's in a brand new shopping center.
It was all here.
And then it's gonna be all like new Best Buy who dis.
And like the only thing on the floor will be like an old Best Buy receipt dated like 12 years ago.
And some popcorn.
God, Ken is such a fucking asshole.
Ken does
We hate Ken.
Yeah. Go to hell, Ken.
I think Ken is some like foreign customer service person. That's my theory.
Well,
like, I don't understand.
He should still serve
about.
The customer.
That's like going to a grocery store and being like, hey, can I get this bread? No, you have to order bread online, but you can come pick it up here.
No, you can't.
But you're the store. And then when you go to the website, and you're like, hey, I want to order this bread. It's like, yeah, listen, we can't ship it to the, like, you can't pick it up at the store. We have to send it to you. And by the way, it's going to cost more.
Yeah, you can't buy bread in Canton. Don't try.
Wait.
I just.
So in case anyone's wondering what that had to do with Disney, Thor and Star Wars are both Disney movies. Just fun.
Unpurchasable. Disney movies.
So nobody send us any angry tweets about that. We know what we're doing.
And for the record, I realize that there's more than one version of these films. Like, I can go to Target and get the standard Blu-ray. But as far as like collector's incentives for physical media, the Steelbooks themselves are a Best Buy exclusive.
So exclusive, in fact, that nobody can have them. Very exclusive.
So exclusive that we just show you pictures of them, and then you wished you had them.
And then tease you with Jessica. Never fight out of your life. Left as mysteriously as she came in.
Jessica, come back. Damn it. And also, the thing that pissed me off about Ken is that he had the audacity to, try to tell me I was wrong. He's like, dude, you can do it. It's right here. I'm like, no, asshole, that's not the one I want. This is the one I'm talking about. And then he's like, oh, yeah, we can't do that. Like,
but how did I do? I do good, yeah?
It's doing good.
We need Dimitri to come in with the offensive accent.
We need to somehow figure out how to have Dimitri answer customer service calls.
Just in general, or
yeah, just
us?
We should have a complaint desk.
Yeah, just
we do. It's at Mickey Mutineers on Twitter.
Our grievances.
If people call and they're like, "Oh, I'm not happy with how you cleaned out my gutters," and Dimitri will be like, "Is gutters? Is cleaning?" We just need him to answer random pissed off customers.
It's good. You like.
It's good. I come back.
He just keeps repeating that.
I am the Viper.
It's good. You like. I'm Ken.
I'm Ken. I drink the vodka.
You're smiling. Wait,
has anyone seen Dimitri and Ken in the same room?
No.
And did you notice Dimitri left right as Jordan started the story? He's like, oh, shit, I know where this is going. Why is my English suddenly so good?
That one message had a lot of misspellings in it.
Yep.
Shit.
He was drunk.
Well.
Hey, speaking of Disney movies, last week we played the Rotten Tomatoes game on Black Panther. Would you guys like to know who finally won?
Yeah.
Real quick, Andy guessed 93, Josh guessed 85, Jordan guessed 96, and Shana guessed 47, which is
damn
poor guess on her part.
Low. That's racist.
Yeah.
No. Annie's racist with
Shana. Oh, we got the end.
Don't put that on a shirt.
Definitely. Yes.
That's a weird way to say do put that on a shirt.
Near Annie's racist friend Shana on the back.
Anyway, at the time of us playing it, the Rotten Tomatoes score for Black Panther was 97%. And now, a week later, the Rotten Tomatoes score for Black Panther is Jordan raising his hand?
No, it's stretching.
Oh, is 97%, making Jordan the winner.
Jordan,
now I'm raising my hand.
Jordan guessed 96%, which makes me think he cheated.
Did you cheat? Did Ken help you?
No.
Ken slapped his dick on the table and said, "You guessed 96%.
I want to hear Ken's
We all know Ken is sleeping very peacefully in his bed right now in his little twin-sized bed.
Ken can go fucking blow a goat.
He probably already has. That's old news.
We need to raise the stakes on the Rotten Tomatoes game. I had the winner should get something.
Get the goat.
Was I the only one that went to go see Black Panther this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So
it was so good. So we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. Completely talk all about it. But anyway,
it was very good.
I was thinking, if you win the Rotten Tomatoes game, you should pick the topic for next week or something.
But I picked the topic for this week.
What if you don't want to pick the topic?
What if you are the topic?
Show me potato salad.
I was spinning my arm out doing that. Mostly I'm just trying to pawn off the work on everyone else because I don't play the Rotten Tomatoes game. I can't play. I have to look up the score. Anyway, real quick, let's go through the news. And the news was Toy Story Land's opening June 30th. They have a roller coaster and it's testing. It looks fun. Next up in news, I already forgot.
Next up in news, Jake loses the news.
I sent him to Dimitri.
What happened to Huey Lewis? Oh.
Jordan was going to tell us about food, as if Jordan had... Yeah, there's food things.
Food.
Yeah, I got this link from you, and I haven't read it yet, so that I don't know what this is going to...
I haven't read it yet either.
So listen, this is going to be new for all of us at once.
I don't play the Rotten Tomatoes game because really I have to look at the score. But I will find news articles and send them to Jordan.
Experience something new together.
Yeah.
Except for Josh.
And Ken.
Screw you, Josh.
We'll tell him all about it.
All of
I feel
week.
Bad. I wish Josh was able to hang around. All right. So I guess there's new food items at the World of Walt Disney at various dining locations.
I was like, is that a store?
What's World of
I'd shop there.
World of Disney, which is that toy store in Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. So I guess they're going to start offering fried Twinkies at Friar's Nook.
Friar's? Really?
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
You went from to absolutely delighted about that.
I just think it's funny imagining Friar Tuck like over a fryer.
Friar Tuck frying.
And he just looks up and he's like,
good. What if he's frying fries?
Well, he's frying Twinkies. Because they're serving at the Friar's Nook.
And fries. You can get Twinkies and fries. Sorry, Jordan, continue.
Okay. I eat fries.
A Hawaiian, fries? Let's see, at Pinocchio's Village House, you can get... a Hawaiian flatbread. Topped with pineapple, ham, cheese, and red sauce.
Yeah.
Just like medieval times.
Casey's Corner is featuring an all-beef buffalo chicken hot diggity dog. Jesus Christ. What the hell kind of name is that?
Buffalo chicken?
What is an all-beef buffalo chicken?
It's
all-beef hot dog.
Yeah, so it's an all-beef hot dog, and then it's got buffalo chicken chopped on top of it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Okay, But is it blue cheese or ranch? That's the question.
Looks like it's ranch. No, it's garlic ranch drizzle.
Ooh.
Okay, I can handle that.
Yep. Let's see. There's ice cream.
No. Ken drizzles.
Warm butterscotch bread pudding with caramel drizzle at the Plaza restaurant.
Oh, that sounds really good. I never go to the Plaza restaurant, though.
I've never been.
I will now.
I've never been either.
That sounds really good. Can I have that now, please?
Wait, yes. Where's the Plaza restaurant?
Main Street.
Liberty.
Yeah, it's opposite Crystal Palace.
The hell's right? Crystal Palace? Wait.
At the end of, if you're walking towards the castle,
right
at the end of Main Street, right before the hub, Crystal Palace is on your left, like right as you kind of make your way from Main Street to Adventureland.
Uh-huh.
I think Plaza is on the other side, like the same place, like if you're going towards.
I thought that was an ice cream shop.
Well, there is an ice cream shop.
There's an ice cream shop, but behind, like past that, there's Plaza.
Okay, see, Disneyland's in my head right now because over on that side is the Plaza Inn, and that's... A big fancy restaurant.
Not the same thing.
No. Let's see. Happy Trails Mix is now being sold at Westward Ho. Let's see. Golden Oak Outpost is also serving up a couple of savory snacks, including barbecue chicharronis. I don't know that word.
I was just going to do that.
Oh. And chili cheese waffle fries with chili and white queso cheese sauce. Tortuga Tavern, which is now open year-round. It's got a short rib sandwich. Consists of chipotle barbecue, short rib. Citrus served with a... Yeah. Let's see. Restaurantosaurus will have battered fish served with french fries for lunch or dinner.
Well, we got to batter the fish.
Live it up.
There's also a prehistoric margarita with Jose Cuervo tequila, triple sec, and lime juice.
Fried fish and a margarita.
Absolutely. The one that everybody's beating the doors down to go and get at the ABC commissary. There's new dinner platters and a new drink added to their menu.
Hit me with
shrimp platter, a fish.
I thought that was gonna be it.
What's with all the freaking
chicken? I don't know. Listen, I'm just reading the.
How dare you, Jordan? No, this is stupid.
I don't know.
And I need you to fix this. You're kidding me so hard right now.
Quit kidding on this.
Hey, you take that back. I've never kinned you as hard as Ken kinned me.
Get your dick off the table, Jordan.
Ken kinned him dry.
No, never can I'm dry.
Anyway, I wasn't listening. What was all that?
Food.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Wait, was that the whole thing?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, see, because I didn't read it and no one else did either, so I had to ask that. Sounds good.
I didn't even get it.
Get what?
The thing that nobody read.
Oh, because nobody got it.
Oh.
Well, you said it like nobody read it, like we were
supposed to. You're like, oh, nobody read it. I was like, I didn't get it.
Well, did you read it?
No.
See? Nobody read it! Why are you arguing with me with this? What I said was completely accurate and true. And redundant.
You're not wrong.
We should probably just move on. Let's move on to our main topic. Hey, this week on The Jordan Show, Jordan, tell us what the main topic is.
I feel like I should have a theme song.
It's The Jordan Show, starring him as Jordan, and we're all sidekicks.
No, I want it to be like the Yahoo thing, but I want it to be Jordan. Like Jordan.com.
What? Hold on, I'm looking up Jordan.com right now to see what it is.
Oh, it's going to be underwear.
It's going to be underwear. It's porn.
Is it? Hold on. It goes straight to Nike.com.
Just do it.
We almost THX'd again.
I feel kind of gypped. Did I ever tell you the story about how I felt gypped that there's a there's a convention here in Atlanta called JordanCon, and I didn't know what it was because I only saw the logo. I only saw the logo and it said no, like,
oh my God.
When I saw it, I just saw the logo and it said JordanCon. And my first thought was, oh, that's pretty cool. It's a convention for people named Jordan. And then it turns out that I was wrong and that it's a convention for the author Robert Jordan, who did the Wheel of Time series. And when I found that out, like, I just got like really depressed that it wasn't a convention for people named Jordan.
Just for Jordans.
But every year, whenever JordanCon gets announced, I get re-depressed because it's not.
JordanCon 2, Jordans only.
Right. Yeah.
We had a ShanaCon.
First last name. It's fine.
ShanaCon.
There were like seven of us there.
I went to Jake.com, and it's just a white background.
Really?
There's nothing.
Well,
I mean, it's just
that's
white.
How white your name is.
I'm going to go to Shana.com.
You said basic.
I'm a basic white bitch.
You are.
Shana.com is loading. I want to see what this hat. That's what happens here? No, it's not actually. It's some
it's
kind
probably
of European,
something Jewish.
No, it's like some kind of European clothing website.
It's not Japanimation.
No, but there are Asian women modeling these clothes.
Oh, see, yeah, that's like every time they have that thing on Facebook, like, oh, type in your name with the first meme that comes up or the first GIF or whatever. Mine's always Japanimation.
Annie
apparently there's some character named
Annie.com goes to yeah.com. Yeah.com.
What's yeah.com?
Main topic. So since Black Panther came out this weekend, I kind of had the thought And I think we kind of touched on this a little bit in the last episode, just like as a passing joke, but
yeah, we tend to do that a lot.
Right. If Disney was strong-armed into doing a Marvel expansion for Animal Kingdom, what would it be? Or what would you guys do?
New York City.
That is a jungle.
Concrete jungle.
It's true. Where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can do.
What song are we singing? Because
it's an Alicia Keys song.
This is going to be my contribution to this section. I'll take the class.
So what if we build this gigantic green roller coaster?
All right, Universal. There, I said it.
You did it.
Wait, is that your whole idea?
Yeah.
But what were you going to call it? Was it going to be incredible?
Yeah, pretty incredible. A little Hulkish.
Hulking machine.
We could call it
with Lou Mangiello.
No, because it'd be really small.
Lou Mangiello Ferrigno.
Wait, that's not like a personal attack on Lou.
I would never do that.
You got all beef, buffalo chicken.
So last week, I think I remember I said something along the lines of adding the Savage Land. Because in the X-Men comic books, the Savage Land kind of existed in this weird on this weird island where dinosaurs and primitive man just was there. I guess the dinosaurs never died or whatever.
So it was the Lost island. World?
So no, because those were created again.
No, the Doyle one. Arthur Conan Doyle one.
Oh wait, no, I've never seen that one.
It was a book.
They did a movie as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They shouldn't have.
So I think the Savage Lands would fit pretty well.
I can't, here's the problem. I mean, not a problem, but I'm sure you could finagle some way to do this, but I don't know, I thought it was down by Marvel, and I don't know anything outside the Savage Lands that could work. A lot of things take place in New York.
Right, right.
Well, then let's turn Rafiki's Planet Watch into New York.
There are so many Lost World movies.
And then you can turn the train into a subway, and we'll take the subway to New York.
But you can't just put New York in Animal Kingdom.
But it's off to the side.
Pigeons are animals.
Pigeons are animals.
Your mom's an animal.
In the Savage Land, are the dinosaurs mutants? Because you said it was tied into the X-Men.
No, they're actual dinosaurs. Savage Land, I'm sure it exists in the entirety of the Marvel canon, but it was mainly an X-Men spot. They even did it in the cartoon from the 90s. The whole second season of the cartoon, it was Professor X and Magneto were lost in the Savage Land. And there was also something kind of weird where the Savage Land would mute the mutant powers. So Magneto wasn't able to use his magnetic abilities and Professor X could walk. Because,
I never saw this.
Yeah, it was the whole second season of the animated cartoon. Damn. They're on Hulu.
I need to look it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Hulu.
But so, I asked the same question on Twitter, and I had a couple people, and I think, and I feel like this is a legitimate answer to an extent, but because Black Panther came out this weekend, everyone was saying Wakanda, since there's such a heavy African presence in Animal Kingdom as well, that you could probably do a little bit of a Wakanda.
Would be I don't know.
What do you mean?
Okay.
This wasn't my answer. This
what is she just, said. What I don't know. Telling me.
I feel that if I would much rather a Wakanda space than Pandora. Like, if they just rethemed Pandora into Wakanda, it fits right next to Africa. Wakanda's in Africa. And,
I mean, that would animals? Be awesome.
What's that?
Are but how much?
Panther.
Wait, every one person at a time. Jake.
Panther. How much could you really do with Wakanda? You know what I'm saying? Like, attraction-wise and...
Okay. You have to see the movie. I think you can, because there's there is a train-like structure in mm-hmm. Wakanda, and it goes through some really cool caves where they're mining all the vibranium. So that could be a cool roller coaster ride, I think. There's also a lot of there wasn't a lot of wildlife is the problem with adding Wakanda. Like, there were a couple rhinos, but that was about it. Like, there's no,
yeah,
like rhinos and panthers. Like, that, those are the only animals I saw.
But they're not going to add animals to that side anyway.
But you can add panthers. You know? You can have like a panther display.
Right. I mean, obviously. And they do have glowing fauna in a Black Panther as well.
Ooh. So they could do like a dark ride with that.
Mm.
Like a dark boat ride.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not a lot. Like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to spoil the movie for you.
The fauna
Jake, yeah.
Oh.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's nothing that isn't easily accessible information. Like, it's not like a plot twist or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we lose Annie?
Wait. Oh. Backed out for a second.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess I could see a Wakanda edition only because Africa is such a big, a big presence in the park as it is. I don't necessarily know if that would be my choice.
I have an idea.
What's that?
And I don't know how to... It's mostly joking, but also kind of like, oh, kind of interesting. So in the X-Men universe, there is a small purple dragon.
Oh, Lockheed.
Lockheed, got it.
Yep.
It'd be funny to implement him somehow into something. Mostly because I just wanted to battle Figment.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That's what I was going to say. He would be Animal Kingdom's Figment.
My Snapple camp says no word in the English language rhymes with month.
What about?
Wow.
That was way better than what I was going to say.
Yeah. Snapple cap 0, Jordan 1.
But Ken is letting Snapple caps.
I had the same thought.
Ken's putting his dick on Snapple caps.
I'll bet you anything.
Ew.
Quality.
Did you
watch
that Snapple cap?
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of like another.
There's Devil Dinosaur, but I know nothing about him. Devil Dinosaur, he's a Marvel character. He's red. He's a giant.
You can't just
T-Rex.
Google stuff.
No, I know about Devil Dinosaur. I just don't know anything about him. I knew he existed. That's it. Hold on. On Wikipedia, under like basically places where his story takes place, there's an article, there's a paragraph about the Savage Land and a paragraph about New York City.
What if you took Stan Lee and you took Joe Rohde and you sent them off into like the desert or like the Himalayas or something, and then just see what they come up with?
First of all, Stanley's gonna die if you do that to him.
He's never gonna die, I don't think.
Okay, if he dies like before this episode comes out, we're gonna have to cut this whole part out.
Now it's what your if... fault, not mine though.
Why was that my fault? You said it.
Because you expounded on it now.
He's going to die in the Himalayas.
I'm just going by the law.
Hold on. There's an Ant-Man attraction at one of the parks, right?
Oh, do some Honey, I Shrunk the podcast shit.
But isn't that there, I feel because I feel like there's an Iron Man attraction. Is there an Ant-Man attraction?
I don't think there is an Ant-Man.
I think there might be.
And there should be.
There is an Iron Man one because it uses the Star Tours technology.
Right. I think that one's in Hong Kong.
Paul Rudd's good looking.
He's pretty hot.
Okay. There is an Ant-Man attraction at Hong Kong, and it's opening late this year.
If you click on a link, does it just go to the scene from Mac and Me where the kid falls off the cliff in his wheelchair?
I wish.
That's terrible. Jake,
yeah,
you're fired.
Why am I fired?
Swarm bots. Okay. Never mind. I thought it'd be cool to do like a flight of passage, but with Ant-Man, and everybody shrinks. Instead of on a banshee, you're riding a flying ant or a wasp.
You'd have an Ant-Man meet and greet.
That would be cool.
I'm allergic to wasps.
Me too.
What, you want the whole world to bend to you, Snowflake?
Yeah.
Then I guess just hang out in the title.
And then you could do the little photo pass pictures. And instead of Tinkerbell sitting on your hand, it could be Ant-Man, but like way smaller.
Like the Ant-Man movie posters. I love the Ant-Man movie posters.
They were cool.
They're cool again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wasp on them now, though, so I'm hesitant.
Take your EpiPen.
I don't even have one of those.
Do you get Benadryl with you?
No.
You should. What if you die?
Good hell! Why?
I always bring Benadryl with me.
Yeah, but you're always on the verge of dying.
Basically.
Benadryl stops you from dying. It's a proven fact.
It does.
Can't die when you're in a coma.
What?
Can't die when you're taking a Benadryl nap.
Coma. Anyway, Ant-Man. No, that's a good idea. Can we have a Spider-Man cameo? We can just have a whole
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
It can just be feet.
I don't know, man. I guess I didn't really. I guess I really didn't think about it too much.
Yeah, I really had no ideas. I didn't contribute.
Right. You'll have all of the ideas next week.
I think Stanley should come up with some like weird idea that he comes up with, and we'll have to act like cool idea. Stanley.
Stanley should come up with a cool idea that he comes up with because it's Stanley. Like that was that sentence you just said.
Did I say a cool idea? What he thinks is a cool idea, but really we'll all be like, oh yeah, it's great. Oh.
Hold on, there's a few insect-based characters we can use here, like Ant-Man, Wasp, Spider-Man, Scorpion.
Can we have a family meet and greet?
This one.
Meet and greet?
Stanley meet and greet.
Yeah. Is it going to be an auto...
I'm Stanley.
Anyway. I'm Stanley.
I want a Stanley meet and greet. And then I want to have the food court for Mallrats as the quick serve.
Done.
That's what I want.
But why?
And
some fucking melty chocolate-covered pretzels. And a bunch of pictures of schooners hanging up on the wall.
Hold on, wait. Was Mallrats a Disney movie?
It's a sailboat.
Schooner is a sailboat, you stupid head.
Looking it up.
No, it's not. It's not.
There's no way.
No,
I think that's a little too independent to be
Miramax.
Yeah, I thought Miramax was owned by Disney at the time because the Clerks cartoon was ABC. But no, Mallrats was Gramercy, which is owned by Universal. Right. So, there's the answer to that.
So, then why don't they have Jay and Silent Bob walking around Universal?
Kevin Smith's a douche.
Yeah, he's kind of a douche. But still, they're funny.
It's true. Wait, what just happened?
He's on Degrassi.
I don't know. I think we ran out of idea.
I had a perfectly acceptable idea.
What was it?
What about like a Degrassi land?
Well, my idea was the Mallrats food court.
They already have Degrassi land. It's called the Safari.
We're not going to top that joke tonight, you guys.
That's our show. Hey, you've been listening to Mickey Mutant Nears. We're not happy till you're not happy. I'm Jake, that's Andy, that's Jordan, that's Shane, and as always.
Get your dick off the table.
That's not the sign off. Someone calls Josh.
Fuck you. Jessica, if you're reading this, thank you for all of your help and hard work. You went above and beyond, and it was noticed.